A Turtle Brought Me Enlightenment. Michael Chase. Life is good, really good. Sometimes I feel like the good karma train picks me up and simply refuses to let me off. I have an amazing wife, a teenage son that makes me glow with pride, good health, a wonderful family, and the best friends a guy could ask for. I have a lot to be grateful for. For many years now, thank you has become my meditation as I start each day. But the truth is, life was not always this good. It wasn't all that long ago when the resume of my life looked radically different. At one time, my life was filled with nearly everything that people try to avoid, experiencing everything from unhappy relationships to financial struggles, poor health, depression, and an endless stream of negative habits was a part of my daily life. It seemed that no matter how hard I tried, happiness was constantly eluding me, and disappointment became my shadow. It also seemed as if I was paving the way for a future that sadly resembled my father's, until he took his own life at the age of 54. This was a defining moment for me. Once the shock of losing my father began to fade, clarity and a new sense of purpose became the dominant force in my life. I remember feeling as if I had met myself for the very first time while also became conscious of my life's true purpose. It was in that moment that I had made a major decision. Not only would I change my own life, but I would also make a difference in the lives of others. Enlightenment and epiphanies can show up in some pretty strange ways. The Buddha found it under a Bodhi tree. Nelson Mandela in prison, and spiritual guru Ram Dass through psychedelic drugs. Little did I know mine would arrive in the form of a hard-shelled reptile simply trying to cross the road. A turtle. But this wasn't just any turtle. This was the world's most optimistic one. He was tenaciously determined to cross 20 feet of tar as cars zoomed by at 55 miles per hour. But today was his lucky day. My wife's quick reflexes not only ensured that turtle soup would not be for dinner that night, but her act of kindness would eventually become the foundation for everything I teach today. As unusual as this sounds, the simple act of pulling our car over, removing this little turtle from harm's way, and placing him back into the wild, caused something extraordinary to happen inside of me. As I stood there holding this tiny creature in my hands, a wave of pure joy came over me. It was that warm, teary-eyed sensation that we feel during life's greatest moments, like falling in love or the birth of a child. I honestly felt as if my heart was completely opening up, as everything stood still around me. In no way would I have described it as enlightenment, but there was no doubt about it. Helping this little turtle just felt so damn good. But why? After all, it was just a turtle, right? And then it hit me. I finally realized what was happening. At that point, a flood of inspiring thoughts surged through me. I walked back to the car, opened my journal, and wrote 8 words that would later prove to be life-changing for me. Kindness creates happiness, and live a life of kindness. It was the answer I had been looking for. The secret to inner peace and lasting happiness was kindness. Not random acts of, or simply being nice, but rather as a way of life. I had already known the benefits of kindness through studying many Eastern philosophies, but I had never actually considered it as a lifestyle. But this day was just the beginning. Just 30 minutes after my mini-epiphany, my wife and I arrived at our original destination, a country garden show. After walking around for just a few minutes, a gentle-faced 60-something-looking man waved me over to the front porch of his farmhouse, for no apparent reason. The entire setting was like a scene out of an old movie, weathered rocking chairs, the smell of cookies baking, and a coon cat that looked as old as the farmhouse itself. "Let her look around. Come and sit with me," he said. I had no idea what to expect, but as I sunk into the large wicker chair beside him, I couldn't help feeling that he was going to say something profound. After all, if a turtle can change my life, why not a wise old farmer? After a brief hello and a polite introduction, we simply sat in silence and let the sunlight warm our faces. After what seemed like an eternity, he finally spoke. "You know," he said, "I've often thought that the meaning of life is making things a little bit easier for those around us. What do you think?" I was speechless. I felt like I had just been hit on the head again by life's big karma stick. He went on to tell me his version of the secrets of life and how true happiness can only be found by loving and serving others. Finally, he finished with, "Oh, and don't forget, you really gotta love the one you're with, yourself." Life was obviously trying to tell me something. In the days and weeks that followed, the world looked completely different to me. The more I studied and tested my kindness creates happiness theory, the more I was blown away by its life-changing power. I realized that most of my disappointments in life were simply because I had been unkind to others, and especially to myself. After spending much of my life thinking, "What's in it for me?" my new inner mantra became, "Am I being kind?" This one simple question changed my life. So, whenever I feel the need to disagree with my wife, lash out at a rude employee in the mall, or even before I shove 10 cookies into my mouth, I go within and ask, "Am I being kind?" These four little words have become my source to inner peace. It has created many positive changes in me, such as recycling and acting more green, and consciously respecting all of life. I even stopped setting the mousetraps in the garage. My wife is going to kill me when she reads that last one. Another big change in my life was the irresistible urge to perform spontaneous acts of kindness. Things like buying coffee for strangers and giving money to the homeless just seemed natural. Each kind act felt like a blissful surge of energy through my chest. But what became even more exhilarating were the intense feelings of warmth towards everyone around me, especially difficult people. Whether there was someone who acted rude in traffic or an inconsiderate person in line at the grocery store, I no longer felt anxious or offended. I simply wished for their happiness. That's when I realized what is truly meant to be living kindness. All thanks to an unexpected turtle crossing the street that day.